welcome to Quest for Gold. We've got a lot to cover in this week's episode. We're just 5 months out from the opening ceremonies, and more U.S. athletes are getting their bids for Tokyo. Congratulations, Maggie Shea, the Wilmette sailor, is in. She and teammate Stephanie Robel qualified after competition wrapped up at the World Championships in Australia. We talked to Maggie in episode 8 of Quest for Gold. Congrats to Robbie Hummel. He locked down a spot on Team USA's qualifying team for 3-on-3 men's basketball, which means he'll represent Team USA in a qualifying tournament in India in March with the hopes of qualifying for Tokyo. We spoke with him in episode 26. And we will be speaking with Stephanie Dolson of the Chicago Sky, who also nabbed a spot on the women's 3-on-3 team. They'll be trying to qualify next month as well in India. We'll talk to her on next week's Quest for Gold. How about this? Triple jumper Tori Franklin, a Chicago native, was the American record holder. She saw her record broken at the U.S. Track and Field Indoor Championships in New Mexico, but then beat that record at 48 feet and 1/2 inch on her second jump. We talked to Tori in episode 10. Tokyo has released its motto for the 2020 Games, United by Emotion. The goal is to highlight the emotions felt that shape a common experience. Passion has been a popular word used in previous Olympic mottos, but this is the first time the word emotion has been used. This week's Sports Spotlight, we're talking USA men's basketball. The preliminary 44-man qualifying roster has been set. There are some familiar names on that, like LeBron James, Steph Curry, also some newcomers. One name that is not on the list, Zach LaVine, the Chicago Bulls star, was left off of the All-Star team this year, and days before that was also told he wasn't on Team USA's roster either. I asked him about it.
I think they went with guys who's been a part of Team USA before. There's a lot of guys that, you know, that were left off of that, you know, were deserving, and that's their decision. You know, I think I make my case for, you know, a lot of things to be on it, but, you know, I'm not the one picking it. Am I frustrated? Am I disappointed? I wouldn't say frustrated. I think it's more just of, you know, a little bit more fuel to the fire, but they have their reasons for picking their guys, and it is what it is. It's not going to stop, you know, what I do or what I represent.
Los Angeles Laker Anthony Davis was on the 2016 team. He couldn't play, though, because of a shoulder injury. He's been invited to this roster. I asked him if he wanted to go back.
I mean, I would love to. I mean, I played for Team USA several times, and it's always an honor to go and represent your country. You know, so right now I'm for sure interested. You know, I for sure want to. You know, if I make the cut, you know, then I for sure would love to go to Japan and represent my country.
Jimmy Butler won gold for Team USA in 2016, but seems a bit more on the fence about making a push for Tokyo in 2020.
I mean, it's always an opportunity, and it'd be a definite blessing to be able to do it. But it's all about seeing what's going on at the time, health, all of that good stuff. It'd be a blessing to play, but I mean, also I want to actually get to spend some time with the family as well.
Kemba Walker was on the 2019 FIBA World Cup team that qualified a position for Team USA in the Olympics. He was the scoring leader on that team that fell short of winning the World Cup. I asked him if he still had aspirations to get back onto the international stage.
Of course. It'd be a great honor. But, you know, never know. Whenever the time comes, then, you know, I start to think about it. Right now, we're in the NBA season, just trying to, you know, do big things with, you know, my team.
LeBron James was asked about it.
My name is in the hat, you know, and it's always predicated on, you know, number one, my body, how my body's feeling at the end of the season. I hope to make a long playoff run. And then where my mind is, and then where my family's head is. So, you know, it's a lot of factors, but my name is in the hat.
Steph Curry, also a question mark as he tries to come back from injury. Next week, we stick with basketball. We're talking 3-on-3 women's hoops with Stephanie Dolson on the next Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow.